BBC. Radio 1. BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
So here is Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, Sarah Cox plays along on Real or No Real. Dan and Phil off the internet come in to reveal another video, another challenge that Chris had to do for them at the weekend in Derry. This time involving touching Rex32's nose. You might cringe hard. And also the full interesting interview with Demi Lovato on this podcast starting now.
BBC Radio 1.
Did anyone see Jennifer Lopez's performance on Britain's Got Talent last night?
I tell you what, I thought it was brilliant.
I'm just stunned by it.
And also, did you hear how out of breath she was afterwards?
Well, I liked, yes, what, during the classic American pronunciations you meant?
I'm here for a time for change. I don't know if you know about this, the Gucci event in Twickenham.
Twickenham?
In Twickenham?
In Twickenham?
Twickenham? Twickenham? Twickenham? I mean, that amount of dancing, you're going to be out of breath.
I respect the fact that she was so out of breath. I kind of liked it. Although I was listening, and I don't mean like that, I just mean it was like, it was a bit uncomfortable listening to, but then I thought, fair play, actually, because you have been dancing and singing. Well, no, the mics were on, clearly.
What, for her to go, sing? No, she was singing.
Yeah.
And the outfit, wow.
Yes, okay.
When she did that little slide towards the camera, I was like, whoa, here we go.
I was just concerned.
It was a risky move, a gutsy move.
A gutsy move.
On live television, wearing that... leotard, or whatever
that?
It was. I don't know. Girls will know what it was called.
Right.
I'm calling it not much. Anyway, I have asked for her to wear that outfit when she comes in to see us
tomorrow.
If that's all right. So I'm waiting for them to get back to us, but I'll take that as a yes.
If not, you should.
No.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And good afternoon, Demi Lovato.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm great, how are you?
I'm really good. The cameras are on right now if you want to see Demi at bbc.co.uk/radio1. I've been quite excited about this interview for a while now.
Yay!
Haven't I, Chris?
He doesn't stop talking about it, honestly.
So, how are things? How's the UK?
UK is good. It's really great. The time change has been really difficult, so it's like I'm falling asleep during the day, and then I can't sleep at night.
All right. You feel like you're sleepwalking a little bit.
Yesterday I did. Yesterday I was not sure what was going on.
Right. So we're loving Heart Attack on Radio 1.
Thank you.
And the fourth album, Demi, is doing really well too.
Thank you.
The reaction from your fans to you being on this show today is huge. There are
awesome.
Lots of them outside. And I know that a lot of famous people have fans, but yours have genuine love for you, don't they?
Yeah, they really do. They have this genuine quality about them that makes the bond between us feel really real. And it's an awesome experience when I get to share everything that I'm doing musically and just career-wise, just anything with them. It's a great... I love my fans.
What I see is big, long messages about how much you've helped some of them through really hard times. Do you think that's because you've been so honest about what you've been through?
Yeah, I've been honest with the things that I've been through. And I think that, you know, because of that, a lot of people have learned from, you know, maybe my mistakes and the things that I've been open about. And I think that that's been what's brought me and my fans so close together.
In return, how have your fans helped you?
My fans have helped me many ways. One, because whenever I've struggled and whenever I've thought about, you know, going back to bad habits or whatever, like anybody does that struggled with an eating disorder or whatever, like there's been times where I've contemplated what am I really doing? Do I really have a problem? This and that, and then I just think to myself, well, yeah, you know, my fans are holding me accountable and I have to stay strong for them.
Okay.
So they hold me accountable for things.
I've also had lots of listeners in touch today who seem to really take kind of comfort in your story because they might be going through similar things. What would you say to the ones who maybe feel like they don't know where they are at the moment or what to do or where to go?
To the people out there that don't really know what to do or where to go, I mean, the first step in... in getting help is, one, just admitting that you have a problem and then telling somebody about it. You know, reach out to somebody, whether it's somebody that is a friend, a family member, just somebody that can help you get better. And that's the most important thing. You know, if you feel like you're in danger, then you need to tell someone immediately.
Okay. Right, we've got some fan questions. Sophie in Cardiff says, do you miss Selena Gomez?
I do. I really do.
Because you obviously hung out for years.
Yeah, well, we grew up together. We've known each other since we were like 7 years old.
Yeah.
And then we homeschooled together. We grew up together. And we worked together on many things. And so, and for a while there, we had kind of just grown apart and gone our separate ways, like most people do when they have childhood friends. And but recently I've come into contact with her again, and I really miss her. I wish I could see her.
Do you hang out with her and Justin, or not got a chance to yet?
Haven't had a chance to do that.
They're busy.
Do you get to do like normal things with people like that, like go to a cinema?
Yeah,
I'm like, just hang out.
Yes.
Or do you have to wear a disguise?
I don't have to wear a disguise necessarily, but I don't like to particularly, you know, dress up and go out and say, hey, look at me. Like, I'm not really that type of person.
Not a, like a massive comedy moustache.
Yeah. No,
that'd be amazing.
Not my
or like
thing.
A big beard.
I mean, I would if you paid me, but like, that's another story. But no, I don't really like that. When I do go out, I don't really like to be recognized or anything. You know, I'll say hi to my fans if they're there. But for the most part, I just like to have a really chill normal experience when I go to the grocery store or, you know.
But you can still do those things.
Yeah, I can. I mean, it's a matter of, like, I don't do it as much often as I probably would like to, because I just don't want to deal with the hassle of stuff like that.
Okay.
And my schedule. I'm just so busy.
Yeah. Poppy in Worcester, when have you been at your happiest?
When have I been at my happiest? I mean, it's a continuous feeling when you're in recovery and you're bettering yourself. You have hard days. I think yesterday was a hard day for me. I was just extremely tired. And but today, like, I'm my happiest right now, I guess. I mean, you know, there, you can't really confine one moment of being the happiest into one occasion. It's something that is, can you continually aim for. So, I don't know. It's every day.
Roz in Portsmouth, what's the best holiday you've ever been on?
Best holiday I've ever been on.
You must have been to some good places.
I've been to some pretty amazing places. I went to Barbados recently, and that was pretty amazing. That was really,
why amazing?
Really amazing. The place that I stayed was absolutely beautiful. It was just stunning. And, I had a villa and a huge pool, and I went to the beach, and it was just like everything was just amazing. We had a chef, and it was just like,
oh,
perfect.
Wow. So yeah. You just say to the chef, I want this today, please. And he just goes, okay. And it's there.
Yeah.
What do you mean, like anything?
Yeah, like anything. Like
this
I was
is the
like,
coolest thing ever.
I know.
Can you make like a virgin pina colada? He's like, yeah, sure. And he goes and makes it. And it's
at
really
any
cool.
time.
Yeah.
So did you ever just like challenge him, like 4 a.m, I'd like...
I want a tuna omelette.
Yeah, tuna omelette, bosh.
That one, that sounds disgusting.
It's quite good, I mean,
and
actually.
It's the only thing he can make.
It's quite good. I can make omelette, but there was just nothing in my house, so I put tuna in it. Quite surprisingly tasty.
I can make
tasty.
A mean bowl of cereal.
Can you?
Yep, I can. I'll teach you.
Can you do beans on toast?
I'm sure I could put beans on a slice of toast.
Yeah.
We're learning.
I can do that.
You don't need it as a chef. Do you have to ring a little bell? What happens?
No.
Ding, ding,
no.
Chef.
I would feel bad, so I'd just like go and knock on the door and be like, hi, can I get this?
Amazing.
Or I'd like go in the kitchen and try to start making things myself, and they're like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah. Okay, so right. Yeah, that's their kind of job, I suppose.
Yeah.
What could you not live without? That's from Sam in Carlisle.
I couldn't live without my family and my friends. I have people in my life that are so absolutely incredible. They mean so much to me, and they've molded me into the person that I am today. So I have a few very, very special people in my life that I just don't think I'd be able to live without.
When you get to hotels, you must have stayed a lot in hotels. I'm always fascinated with this, with famouses like yourself.
Famouses.
Do you read the entire book of what services they do? Because I do.
I do that.
As soon as you get in, it's like, I wonder what they do.
The first thing that I do when I get in is I like to unpack.
Yeah. You make yourself at home.
Well, it depends on how long I'm going to be there. So if I'm there for like a week, I'll hang my clothes up.
Right, so you're using the hangers.
Yeah,
you're using the drawers.
Yeah, I used to not do that, but then your room becomes a mess and it's just like, ugh. So, yeah, I'll also like put my toiletries out on the on the sink or whatever. But if I, it depends. Like if I have a day off, then I'll look at what they have at the spa, you know.
Yeah.
But if I don't have a day off, then I don't bother because I'm like, I'm not going to get to use it anyways.
Right. But you might make use of the tea and coffee making facilities if they have them.
No, I still just like to order the coffee.
Right, good.
I'm at a hotel that I'm paying money for.
True.
Y'all can make my coffee.
But do you eat the free biscuits that you get along with it?
I don't think she's staying in that level of hotel.
Right,
I think it's slightly higher than that.
I've never been in one of those.
I was like, what biscuits? I don't get biscuits.
No, some hotels here, you get free biscuits.
Yeah, if you look for them, they'll be next to the small kettle, the mini kettle. There'll be free biscuits,
yeah. You do have to make the coffee yourself.
Them.
Yeah. And Emma in Colchester, this is quite interesting. What did you buy with your first paycheck?
My first paycheck, I think I was like 7 years old when I got my first paycheck, and it was for...
From Disney?
No. I wasn't with Disney Channel then. It was just a music show that I did, and I got paid $14.
Yes!
I don't remember what I did with that $14.
But that's good for a seven-year-old.
It's not bad.
I wasn't on that age seven.
What about your first paycheck from Disney?
My first paycheck from Disney. Honestly, I don't really remember what I bought with it. I think I may have bought like an iPhone.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it was like right around the time when the iPhone first came out, so.
Yeah, I want one of those.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I waited in the line for the very first iPhone.
Did you?
Yes.
Is that the only time you've waited in line for anything?
No. I mean, like camped out overnight, I think so, but I've waited in line a million times.
All right.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And the album I've got in my little hands, Demi. Cher Lloyd's on here as well.
Yes,
you did a track with her.
Yes,
it's amazing how huge she is in the US now.
Yeah, she's great. She's so funny. She's so sweet, and I love the
We're back.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
I was excited to have her on the album.
What's your favorite track on the album?
My favorite song on the album, I think it's Nightingale.
Okay.
It means a lot to me. I also really like the one that Cher and I did together.
Really Don't Care.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a listen to that. Cool. You're doing Britain's Got Talent tomorrow night.
Yes.
We just watched the Jennifer Lopez performance together.
Yes, we did.
It's all going on there, isn't it, Demi?
It is all going on.
Yeah.
And,
wow. I don't even know what to say about the outfit.
Yeah.
The outfit is incredible. She looks incredible.
Yeah.
She sold her part.
She definitely sold her part. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did. She worked that.
Yeah. Now, X Factor auditions in the US started last week. You're very much a part of that, obviously. You're on the judging panel again with Simon and with Kelly Rowland this time.
Yes.
She's nice.
She's great. She's
She did a really good job here. Was it a year or 2 years ago when she was on the UK one?
Yeah. Something like that. I didn't get to see her on the one in the UK.
She was good.
She was great. And if she's anything like she is on the one in the US, then I'm sure she was amazing because she's doing a great job.
And who's the other girl on the panel? Because we don't really know her here.
Paulina Rubio.
Okay. And where's she from?
She's from Latin America. So she's like an icon down there. She's huge down there. And she's a lot of people in the United States know who she is as well.
Okay.
But she's
an artist?
Singer. Yeah, she's a musician. She's a Latin singer. And I mean, she's literally huge in South America.
Okay. And so she joins the panel with you lot as well.
Yeah.
Why are you not sitting next to Simon this year? I saw a picture and you normally sit next to each other.
He smells.
I know.
So I'm just like, I don't really want to sit next to you.
Does he not smell really rich?
He does smell a bit rich, but also of mint and slightly of cigarettes.
Like, he smells like money, cigarettes.
And mint.
And mint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly that.
And that's not a nice mix. You don't like that.
It's not my favourite.
did you demand to be moved? I can't deal with this smell anymore.
Oh.
No, we just changed it up because we thought, you know, it would need something different. We have two new cast members on the show, so
yeah.
I like it. It kind of balances everything out.
That must take up pretty much half of your year, that show, does it?
It is, definitely.
Right, because I mean, obviously the UK ones, they go to Glasgow and they go to Birmingham and Wales, but America, fact fans, is big. Yes. So you just
what are we waiting for?
Yeah, you have to go everywhere to do the auditions.
Yeah, we do. We're going to New Orleans next, so I'm excited about that.
Does it annoy you when Simon's always late for auditions? Because I know he is.
It is annoying. I get there somewhat on time.
What excuses did he use when he finally gets to the desk? What does he say? Hello, darling.
He will say that. It's like he doesn't like make an excuse for it.
Oh, so it's just hello, darling.
Yeah.
Hello,
like, darling.
And you're waiting for the excuse, which never comes.
Yeah.
So,
do you ever tell him off?
Yes. What do you mean? That's why, like, I'm on the panel with him.
It's they are brilliant
strictly
together.
To tell him off.
Yeah. She tells him off a lot. She just doesn't take anything from him at all.
Yeah.
And will you miss Brittany? Because it's going to be a bit weird with her not being there.
I will. I mean, we had such a great time last year. And same with LA. We had a really great time. And but I am excited to start working this year with Paulina and Kelly.
Mm. Will you see Brittany now that she isn't on the show anymore, do you think?
I mean, I don't know. That's something that I wish that I could see her, of course. She was a really, really sweet girl, but I'm literally so busy. I barely have time to see my family.
Yeah. What I want to know is when you're all sat there at the desk waiting for the next audition, what do you talk about? I always wondered that. I mean, what do you say when Britney Spears is next to you and there's nothing else happening? She's like, hi, so how's your mansion? Yeah, fine.
Yeah.
How are the kids? Yeah, good.
Yeah, good.
And what do you say?
I don't really know. A lot of times, like, we would just have small talk. I mean, it was, you know, what do you say when you're sitting next to somebody?
Yeah, but I'm not normally sat next to multimillionaire pop stars.
But, you know, it doesn't matter if she's a pop star or not. She's human and... We just have conversations.
Okay, imagine he's Britney Spears and you're sat next to each other on the X Factor panel. Go
this
on,
is
Britney.
An interesting one. Okay. I mean, can't do an American accent. No,
just try.
Hi.
Hi, Demi.
Hi.
Hey, Demi.
Hi.
Hey, y'all.
What you doing?
How's your mansion?
I mean, it was less awkward than that.
Right, good. Okay, I'm glad.
Yes, it was a lot less awkward than that.
Yeah.
Was painful.
Yeah. What category would you like to have this year?
I would like to have the girls.
Again.
Yeah, I mean, it feels like a natural fit for me. I don't really know how I would be the best mentor for somebody that's over 25, because I'm not 25 even. So, but we'll see. I've never mentored a group or guys. So I'm going to do whatever is thrown at me and I'm going to, you know, have fun with it. I think I would do best with girls.
I was obsessed with the show last year when it was like when they had to come to your house. Was that actually your house?
Of course it was.
Ah, okay. Because sometimes, I'll let you into a little secret. On the UK one, it's not their house.
Really? That's so weird.
I don't think it is. It's like, we went to Talisa's house in Greece. It's like, really? I didn't even know she had a house. But the ones in America, they look like they were your house. I was obsessed with it because we got to see all the good stuff in your house. We're now going to Demi's house in downtown LA.
Yep.
And then you just sat there on your massive sofa talking to them.
Yep.
Really good.
It's a really cool place.
It's a really cool place. I enjoyed that.
Does the American one, with like the final 10 contestants, do you have any proper like wacky... Like we once had this guy on our one called Wagner.
Yeah. A kind of novelty act, which I don't think you have so much of in America, but they love a novelty in Britain.
Yeah. Like a proper mad, like...
Yeah. And
they made
Jed
it
Wood.
All the way to the final 10.
Yeah, that's
10.
What I'm saying.
Yeah. No, I don't think I could... Like, put up with that.
No.
Yeah.
Do you know Jed Wood?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
they were, I think they were top five.
That's
you,
cool.
You don't
but
really
they,
get
but
that
they're
in
not
America.
Like a novel. They're not really like, I thought you meant like a joke.
No, some of them are. Wagner was a joke.
I do look back and wonder how Wagner got there.
I do.
But that wouldn't have happened, I think, if Demi had been involved in the judging panel.
No, I don't think she would have been like, get lost.
Well, it's not fair to them. I have to see Wagner first.
Oh, you don't want to say that.
Yeah,
you don't.
Okay.
I think the talent in America is really strong. And actually, in the final 10, they can normally all sing, which is a revelation. I know. I saw on Twitter recently, on your Twitter, that you were stuck in traffic. I'm obsessed with this, right? And it was traffic caused by your own concert.
No, I had retweeted Taylor Swift.
Oh, that
Taylor
was her.
Swift had tweeted that, and I thought it was hilarious, so I retweeted it.
Oh, it must be
but
weird.
But there has been a time, there has been times where that's happened. There was a time where, one time I took, there was a concert in San Diego. I was playing with the Jonas Brothers, and we literally got off stage and went straight to the jet. And so when we were taking off, we could see the traffic below us from the venue that we just played. So we, as people are leaving the venue, like stuck in traffic, we were already flying out of the city.
Now
we were
like, hey, look, that's cool.
That's how you roll.
That is cool.
You don't want to be stuck in a traffic jam caused by yourself.
As you're flying over in your
jet. Just fly.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Do you use private jets a lot?
It just depends on what it's for. It's like, I'm good with regular flying. I don't really need a private jet everywhere I go, but I'm sure if I had just like copious amounts of money to just waste, then I'm sure I would take one
Simon
everywhere
Cowell.
I went. Yeah. I am not Simon Cowell. So.
I want to know what they're like on the inside. Are they like limos where you get like drinks and stuff? I don't really know what a private jet consists of.
There's been a few that are pretty awesome. There was one private jet that I went on and it was dope. Like, it was amazing. I was flying to London from LA, and the outside, the exterior was completely black. So it was like a black private jet, and the inside, it had like 24 karat gold china.
That get free nibbles.
You drink your tea out of, huh?
I think you've got more than free nibbles.
Free nipples?
Nibble. I mean, snacks.
Oh, okay.
Nibbles, not nipples.
Pack of Pringles.
Mind you, for that money that it costs, I would want free nipples.
Do you get free nipples on your private jet?
I'm sure some people do.
Yeah,
sure you can.
I unfortunately did not. I didn't get any. But I did get some free nibbles.
That's my highlight of the interview. Wow.
Free nipples, yep.
Hey, listen, thank you so much for coming in to see us. I have been excited and it hasn't disappointed, has it? Thank you very much, Demi Lovato.
Thank you.
Good luck with the album and everything else that's going on. And good luck with Britain's Got Talent tomorrow night.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Don't do a J-Lo.
I wish I could. She looked amazing.
Thank you, Demi.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Here's something you might like tonight. At 9 o'clock this evening, Harry Potter takes over Radio 1.
Really?
That's pretty cool, right?
In Harry Potter mode, mean, or...?
It's actual Daniel Radcliffe.
Oh, right.
It's on my playlist tonight. An hour of his favourite music. Also, which celebrity he got an autograph from recently. Must be quite weird when you're famous, because obviously there are people... There's always going to be someone more famous than you, generally.
Mm.
So you'll still want to get autographs, won't
but
you?
But he's really, really, really famous. I mean, that person must have been...
Super famous.
Yeah, it must have been something else.
Also, he's got some quite good stories, like what music he listens to when getting into character, when he was getting into character as Harry Potter, what he put on his MP3 player to kind of get him psyched up.
Really?
Yeah, there's some
I'm intrigued by this because I can't imagine it's sort of, you know, like Eminem. What's that one that psychs everyone up? You know, Lose Yourself in the...
Yeah.
I can't imagine it. He's playing that kind of thing.
Just before he puts the specs on.
Yeah, I'm intrigued to know what this is going to be.
This is a really exciting thing, I think. He also answers loads of Radio 1 listener questions. This is why I love the Radio 1 listeners. Such as, this is one of them, if you were stuck on a desert island, what member of the Harry Potter cast would you eat first? That's our listeners.
And he answered?
Yes.
Amazing.
Daniel Radcliffe on my playlist, 1 hour of his favourite music and some really good stories tonight, 9 o'clock. Or if you can't get it live, you'll get it on the iPlayer.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Dan and Phil are here.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Amazing Phil, you're sat in the same actual seat that Demi Lovato was in.
I know, I'm really excited. It's still warm.
Is it?
You're vicariously touching her butt. How do you feel?
She seems to have left £12.54
Wow.
On the desk as
has
well.
Has she?
Yeah. And a coffee stamp thing.
No. That's my change, actually, and I will be pocketing that.
Okay.
Not a gift.
No, she wouldn't leave that on the desk, I don't think.
She doesn't deal with loose change.
And tomorrow, Dan, the chair that you're sitting in right now will be occupied by Jennifer Lopez.
Wow. A butt to touch the chair.
And we've all seen it. If you saw that performance last night.
Yeah.
Yes, we've seen it. All of it. call or delete this morning, discuss.
Yeah, well that was interesting. Firstly, I pranked my mum and said there was a badger in the house.
Yes.
And secondly, nicely linked into what we're going to be playing today, we had a little conversation with Chris Stark.
Yeah, as it happened, it landed on Chris, and I thought it would be very, very appropriate to bring up the awkward situation of what we're going to be talking about in a minute.
Yeah.
What's up?
You know the thing we did with Rech, where you touched his nose during the interview?
Yeah.
You know that thing? I've got... It's something weird's happened. Alistair, our producer, put me on... he got an email from Rich's manager and he says that he doesn't want the interview to go up because it makes him look stupid.
Well, when was that going up?
It was going to go up later today, but I had his manager having a go at me earlier and he said that he wants to speak to you too and he really didn't look happy. He says he was going to shut you down.
Who's the manager or Rich?
Well, the manager, but he said that Rich really wasn't very happy at all about it. He said that he was crying. I don't know if that was a joke or not, but yeah.
But I saw Rex on a flight back. He seemed all right. He bought me a drink.
Apparently the management just have a problem with it, though. They just don't want... Because obviously Rex takes his music quite seriously, so he doesn't want the interview to go up. And he's saying that he'll just storm in and, like, shut the show down if it goes out. So what should we do?
Oh, he's going to shut you down.
I'm a bad liar, aren't I? Yeah. You can tell how awkward that was. Did you buy it for a second? Be honest.
Yeah, like right at the start.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
He bought me a drink.
But I saw him on the plane on the way back and he didn't seem bothered.
Now, that does link quite nicely into what we're going to do today. Obviously, you lot were making videos at Radio 1's Big Weekend.
Yes.
All weekend. You were very busy.
Mm-hmm.
The one yesterday made me cringe a little. What have you got for us today?
Well, we thought we'd challenge Chris to touch Wretch32's nose at some point during the interview.
How many times?
Just once.
You can't touch someone's nose more than once. That's bad enough.
Well,
figure, right? It's easy to slip something into a conversation, isn't it? Because, just slipping a meow, whatever. But to touch someone, how do you do that? We thought it was going to be head originally, but then Phil decided to turn it up a notch and suggest nose.
Yes. It's very invasive, the nose
it
touch.
It is.
Intimate place,
You've
isn't
got to
it?
Know someone well to touch them on the nose.
You've got to know someone well.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play this video out in a minute from Radio 1's Big Weekend. It's all sorts of awkward. If you go to the website now, you can go to bbc.co.uk/radio1 on your desktop, laptop or phone to watch this video next. It's all sorts of awkward. I can't wait for this, I think. Internet fiends, Dan and Phil are here.
Fiends.
Accurate.
I just want to play the other bit of Call or Delete from earlier.
Oh, no.
I think we've missed out one of the best bits. And that was when Phil tried to blag it as Wretch32's manager.
It was originally meant to be Nick, and he got too scared. So
he's chickened out.
I was thrown to the lions. I had no preparation.
Take it away, Phil. Oh, no.
This is on Nick Grimshaw's show this morning. So the story is that Chris here went to Big Weekend with Dan and Phil, and they set him a challenge to, during an interview with Wretch32, touch his nose. And the story is that the manager wasn't very happy. Listen to Phil trying to style it out as the manager.
Oh, his manager's here and he wants to speak to you. Is that okay? Just on the phone? Do you want me to hand him over?
Really?
Yeah, you can convince him. It'll be fine. I'll hand you over now.
Hello?
Hello?
Chris?
Who's this?
It's Wretch's manager.
Okay. You all right?
I just don't think you should touch people's noses. It's not a good part to touch.
Why?
Just noses are very intimate parts of the body.
Who is this?
It's Jack.
Wretch's manager, Jack?
Yeah.
Did I meet you on the flight?
No, you didn't meet me on the flight. I was in London.
Okay.
I just heard about the incident, Chris Stark.
Yeah.
So please, I think we need an apology from you, and just to say you're not going to touch any other noses from my team.
It's not something I'm into. I don't just go around touching people's noses. It was one off.
Right.
But
I'll take you to court. I'll take you to court if you don't apologise to Wretch
for touching his nose.
Yes, and you're not going to touch Talisa's nose.
Why would I be touching Talisa's nose?
Because she's on our team.
Is she? Anyone else?
No.
hi, this is him back. I'll see you upstairs in a sec. Bye, Chris. Okay. Thanks for convincing the manager. Bye.
Right, bye then. Bye.
I think we all did very well there.
Wow, what accent was that?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It was appalling.
I was going back to my northern roots, I think.
Why was Talisa on the team as well?
The team.
I don't know what the team was.
Like the Avengers or something.
It's the first person that came to my mind, weirdly.
Okay, if you want to watch this video of the Wretch32 nose touch, go to the Radio 1 website now, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It's about to happen.
Okay, so imagine the scene. There he is, backstage at Big Weekend. My friend Chris here. He's talking to one of the main artists on the main stage. It's Rhett Sreetu. But will he summon up courage to touch his nose? Watch it now on the website or on your phone.
Right, ready? Yeah, ready. Right, welcome to Big Weekend. Are you excited to be here? Looking forward to performing?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm raring to go. I've had my cup of tea with my three sugars, now I just need to get on.
Yeah. How would you like to be introduced on stage? Is there, like... Because what's going to happen is a Radio 1 DJ will go on before you and they'll say, right, get everyone ready, and then how should they introduce you?
Well, I'm very modest and very humble, so, you know, something simple. The world's greatest MC is about to grace the stage, bow in his presence, you know, and treat him like a king. There's something small.
We can make that happen. And what is the one song that you're really looking forward to performing?
Blackout.
See, this isn't right, because I'm very excited about you performing, because this is my favourite song at the moment.
Oh, for real?
And I'm very open about this on the radio. I'm not just saying this to you and then saying the same thing to someone else. Yeah. Genuinely, it's my favourite song at the moment.
Wow, thanks.
And, so please don't mess it up.
No.
Amazing. Oh.
Say how it is.
Please don't mess it up.
Wow.
How did he take that?
You know what I mean, though.
Okay, let's just go back there. Still no nose touch, though, and we're 53 seconds in. He's got to go in soon, surely.
And then saying the same thing to someone else. Yeah. Genuinely, it's my favourite song at the moment.
Wow, thanks.
And, so please don't mess it up.
No, I won't. I know all the lyrics, I promise. I got it all written down. I got them all written down on my hands. I won't show y'all,
You got to say, let me just... sorry, you had a bit of...
He touched the nose!
Boom. He touched the nose!
Boom!
You did it!
You got something there on your nose?
Yeah.
Smooth!
It wasn't it just a stroke either, it was a proper wonk.
It was a proper snudge, wasn't it?
Yeah.
If you're watching online, let's have that moment again.
I got them all written down on my hands. I won't show y'all, because... But yeah.
You got to say... let me just... sorry, you had a bit of... What's the weirdest thing someone's thrown at you?
Best recovery ever. Seriously.
So good, Chris.
Wow.
What's the best thing someone's thrown at you? That's brilliant, Chris.
I'm so proud.
Straight after the nose.
We were trying so hard not to lose it. The tension was unbearable.
Some people left.
I had to leave.
Did you have to leave?
Yeah, I couldn't handle it.
We just could not sit there waiting for it.
It's like a good minute of, the minute felt like an hour.
Excruciating. Yeah. Seriously.
But you did it. Well done.
It, yeah.
You touched Rhett Sreetu's nose. And was there any actual fallout from managers, etc.?
What was this? You said its plugger had some very bad eye contact with you after
I felt awkward. Yeah. So I then met his plugger later on, and it was fine then. I had a drink, but it needed it.
His plugger, by the way, is someone that plugs the music to the radio stations.
Yes.
So they're quite important.
Yeah. Important, right.
Very important. And did Rhett say anything?
On the flight, no. It's weird, because we ended up sharing that flight home together, and I knew he remembered me from somewhere, and all of a sudden he was like, it's you.
You touch my nose.
Yeah. But it was all cool. We had a burger and everything was fine.
Bridges can be built over burgers.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, that nose touching incident.
That video is up right now on the Radio 1 YouTube channel. Just type Radio 1 into YouTube and you'll find it. Mm. Dan and Phil, that was an absolute gem. Have you got more for us tomorrow?
We have more. And trust me, it's just as awkward.
Okay, good. Yep. See you tomorrow, guys. Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
It's that time again for Real or No Real with Sarah Cox.
Boop, boop.
Boop, boop. Whip, whoop. You okay?
Yeah, I'm good, Tad Allen. You well?
Yeah, it's just you and me today.
I like it. It's intimate.
So, a selection of facts, some real, some made up by the weird mind of one of our producers. Mm. But which is which? Can I play as well? So I'm not just playing. Yeah, I'm going to play along.
You
okay,
play.
Here we go.
Textophrenia is a disorder commonly found in teens where they hear or feel the vibration of a text message alert when there is no message.
Oh, that's happened to me before. Not that I'm a teen.
So, well, you think you feel a vibration.
He's like, is that my phone? And it's not at all.
Or I'm always like, oh, I've got a text. Sorry, I've got a text. It'll be a party. And then it'll be like my pizza place going 2-for-1 on a Tuesday or something.
I get those as well.
Yeah, I get loads of them.
Or I sometimes now get, and I don't know who signed me up for it, and I think it's maybe Chris or somebody, I get having trouble losing weight. It's like, what are you trying to say? On text.
Don't buy vitamins online, whatever you do. You get so many emails offering you all sorts of sort of weight loss and hair removal. Take it all.
That's why you look so fabulous.
I love that. Thanks, darling. So then, what's it called again then? Textophrenia.
Textophrenia.
Phrenia.
Is that
might
that
be thing? A new thing. Let's say real.
I am... I think I've experienced it, so I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
Whoa.
Yes.
It's a thing. And next, this is about our guest who's on the show tomorrow, Jennifer Lopez.
Wow, really?
She's on tomorrow. Did you see her on Britain's Got Talent last night?
No, was
she? We've been talking about this.
Was she dancing?
She was dancing a lot.
I didn't see it.
And...
Oh, no. Yeah. What the... Oh, no. She... Sorry, producer Cara's trying to recreate J-Lo there while she's in an Aaron sweater and blue slacks. Is that what J-Lo was wearing?
No.
I missed her. Was it a well-fitted trouser?
It was... You saw... It was just a kind of... What would you call it? A bodice?
A bodice. A body? Like, did it have poppers underneath?
Oh, I don't know what it's called, but it was very revealing.
Like a leotard over tights.
Let me just show you now.
Okay, show it to me. Show it to me. Let's see.
And you'll be able to know...
Oh, my gosh.
...what the lady term is.
Wow.
What is that?
That is like a... Oh! She just did the knee slide to camera.
That's right.
That is very risky. Yeah, it's kind of like a leotard, I guess.
Yeah. We've asked if she can wear that tomorrow to the interview.
Weather's quite bad at the moment, though. She'd be freezing.
Jennifer Lopez used a whole reel of double-sided sticky tape to prevent a wardrobe malfunction on last night's Britain's Got Talent.
Well, there we are.
I think it might be a bit like, you know, when the fabulous Lady V, Vanessa Feltz, when she did a Let's Dance for Comic Relief,
yeah,
and she was sure, but like the legs weren't her legs. It was kind of an all-in-one cat suit. So it wasn't really her flesh that you saw as much. Do you know what I mean? It was kind
was
of
it
like...
Was it nude?
Yes, it was like a body stocking. So maybe J-Lo last night, they're not her actual legs. That's like sort of leg... coloured leggings.
Tights. A nude tight.
She would need a lot of... I mean, I'd need glue. I'd just go in with the Pritt stick on that one.
I think that's probably real. A whole roll of double-sided sticky tape.
Gosh.
Is that what they use?
And you see her bottom. It's
everything.
A family show.
Everything.
Crikey.
Pretty much.
I think it's a no reel because I just don't think we'd have that sort of intimate information.
That one... is no real.
Okay. It's risky, isn't it, on live television?
It really is, because you could have a bit of a Alan Partridge moment where a bit of a side falls out.
Yeah. Next.
Jay-Z has the world's largest collection of tandem bicycles and is on the board of directors for the Worldwide Tandem Cycling Federation.
I like it when it's a ridiculous one. You just go, shut up.
Shut up. Like a bicycle made for two.
Yeah.
Him and Beyonce
run
their palatial grounds and their West Side mansion.
And a front basket for Blue Ivy. I can't see it myself.
Kanye and Kim bringing up the rear on their own tandem.
That's right. I've never ridden a tandem. Is it good?
I've never ridden one, actually. They don't appeal me.
No.
Unless you can you not pedal on the back? Bet Beyonce's on the back. Yeah, of course I'm pedaling, jigger, whatever. Sat there, ringing Solange. We're on the tandem. I love the idea of it. Kanye West can actually ride a bike. I like to think that he'd ride one of those big adult tricycles that you get at Centre Parks. Have you seen that?
Yes.
Well, there's someone who's never bothered to ride a bike, so they're there and they're 45 and they have to ride a huge toddler tricycle that's massive.
I've seen them.
It's amazing.
I'm saying no real on this. I can't see it.
I can't see him going for the tandem bikes. I'm saying no real too.
That one is no real.
Although I'm kind of sad that it's not real.
And what about this one?
When Harry Potter star Daniel Radcliffe gets home, the first thing he likes to do is catch up on his favourite TV show, Pointless.
Oh, with Alexander Armstrong.
And Richard Osman. I've been on that.
Have you? Is it good? Are you on Pointless Celebrities?
Yeah.
I got asked and I couldn't do it.
Oh, with Hugh Stevens.
Nice.
It
How
was
did
a radio
it go?
Special. Oh, we crashed out. We lost to... We lost to H.M. Steps and Chico.
In the radio special.
And Sunita. Oh, no. Then I did another one, which was a radio special with Gemma Kearney.
You're on it all the time.
But they've never showed it. It's never been on.
Oh, no, is it that?
And me and Gemma were like, were we that bad?
Were you wearing a J-Lo style leotard?
Went on with Gemma Kenny. I don't know. No, I wasn't. Just a blazer.
Are you sure they've never shown it?
I'm pretty sure that it's never been on. It's never... Mm-hmm. I think we've been binned off.
Gosh.
Anyway, Daniel Radcliffe, favourite TV show, Pointless. It's a good show.
I reckon, I reckon Daniel Radcliffe gets on. He's only a little, isn't he? He jumps up on the couch. I do like Dad.
Mammy, can you watch Pointless?
He was nice, actually.
He's really nice.
He's very nice. He met Lola when I was on Have I Got News For You with him. And I brought Lola down, and it was funny because everybody had brought their children that day. Like, oh, we couldn't get childcare. We just had to bring our children to see Harry Potter.
Yeah.
And he was very nice. I think he's into it. Yes, that's good. I think he said in an interview with like the Radio Times that he watches it.
Oh, okay. I'm also going to say real.
That one is real.
Yes.
I think we've got the proof here.
The first thing I do when I get home, it may sound pretty dull, but, you know, I'm that kind of guy. I catch up on Pointless. I'm a big Pointless fan. And I have to, you know, there's a lot of that to watch.
Nice.
That's quite good, isn't it?
It's wicked.
I love that.
Rings up Watson. Come round.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of pot noodles. Pointless is on in 10. They're just like us, aren't they, those superstars?
It's not the one with Gemma Kenny and Scott Mills, though, because they were too rubbish. Daniel Radcliffe is doing my playlist tonight at 9 o'clock on Radio 1 as well. You can see what music he's into as well.
Oh, he's banging to his music. That'd be good, that.
Yeah, 9 o'clock on Radio 1. Thanks, Sarah Cox. I don't know who won because no one was keeping score.
Oh, I think I did really well. Did I get 30, I think?
You won. See you next week.
See you next week. Bye.
Put Radio 1 on tomorrow between 1 and 4 if you can. B Traits plays Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. There's more Real or No Real, more Dan and Phil, and at 2:30, actual Jennifer Lopez. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.